Skagway's police chief's officer certification is at risk after he allegedly intervened in a case regarding his adult son. And a report puts numbers to the role arts and artists play in the Haines economy. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Skagway's police chief faces disciplinary action from the Alaska Police Standards Council. Chief Ray Leggett allegedly intervened when his adult son was suspected of theft in Haines. Although most charges against his son were later dropped, the chief's actions have put him at risk of losing his law enforcement certification. He's challenging the process, and last week an administrative law judge sided with the chief. But the case is far from being resolved. KHNS's Margaret Friedenauer reports.
The Alaska Police Standards Council is in charge of monitoring training and issues certifications for police officers in the state. That council investigates police misconduct and has the power to revoke officer certification, which is what the council's executive director, Kelly Alzaharna, recommends for Chief Leggett certification. Alzaharna began investigating Leggett more than 2 years ago when she received a complaint from Haines Police and the district attorney in Juneau. You won't be hearing from the chief or others involved in the case in this story. Leggett, his attorney, or Alzaharna did not want to comment while the case is still pending. KHNS learned the details of this case through a public records request to the Office of Administrative Hearing. Leggett has worked as Skagway's chief since 2004, and he was certified as a police officer by the council the next year. This case begins in 2012, when the Haines Police Department was investigating Leggett's adult son for theft of credit card information. Leggett's son is on the autism spectrum, according to court documents. Leggett called the officer on the case, Simon Ford, to inquire about it. Leggett and Ford characterized the conversation in different ways in the case file, but these details are the same. Leggett told Ford he was certified in conducting computer voice stress analysis, a sort of lie detector test, but with different equipment. The Skagway Police Department has one of the analyzers. Leggett gave his son the test and told Ford that in his analysis of it, his son did not commit the thefts he was being investigated for. Ford spoke with the district attorney in Juneau, Amy Williams, and told her he was uncomfortable with Leggett calling him and conducting the test on his son. Ford said it was inappropriate and seemed like Leggett was trying to interfere in the case. Williams and then Attorney General Michael Garrity forwarded those concerns to the Police Standards Council. The attorneys accused Leggett of inappropriately using his influence and Skagway Police Department's time and resources to interfere with the case. The council director, Alzaharna, decided an investigation was warranted. She interviewed Haines police officers, experts in the stress voice analysis, and Leggett. After several months, Alzaharna recommended the council revoke Leggett's police certification. She says the chief didn't follow proper procedure in using the stress analysis on his son and didn't keep records of the test. Alzaharna says in her accusation that Leggett violates one of the basic standards for police officers, namely that he, quote, lacks good moral character. Leggett requested a hearing, and that's when the case was moved to the Office of Administrative Hearing and into public record. Leggett's lawyer is Steven Sorensen, who is also general counsel for the state's Public Safety Employees Association. They argued Leggett did nothing wrong. He was expressing concern like any parent, especially a parent of a special needs child who is on the autism spectrum. He claimed he did not influence the investigation by Haines Police, but offered information. Then he shifted his argument and began questioning if the council has the authority to revoke the certification of police chiefs at all. Leggett and his attorney argue that state statute says police chiefs have to abide by the same standards as police officers, but that they are exempt from having certifications revoked because they are usually considered administrators, not strictly officers. Assistant State Attorney General John Novak represents the Police Standards Council in the case. He interprets the statute differently. He argues in his court filings that if the council can issue certifications, it has the authority to revoke them. Otherwise, how can the council oversee misconduct by police chiefs? He says the council has taken action against police chiefs in the past. Even though Leggett's certification is at stake, that doesn't necessarily mean his job as chief is at risk. Both sides agree that Leggett doesn't need a certification to remain employed as Skagway's police chief. It's up to the municipality whether it cares or wants its chief to also be a state-certified officer. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer knows about the ongoing case, but didn't want to comment for this story, calling it a personnel issue. An administrative law judge last week issued a proposed resolution suggesting the case be dismissed. He agreed with Leggett's interpretation of the statute that chief certification cannot be revoked. But that is not a binding decision. Novak says each side now files responses, either agreeing with the proposal, opposing it, or somewhere in between. Novak wouldn't say what stance he was going to take, but the ultimate decision on Leggett's certification still lies with the Standards Council. It will take up the issue at its December meeting after considering all the court filings. If, after the council's decision, either side is still unhappy, the case could be appealed to Superior Court. Most of the charges against Leggett's son were dismissed late last year, and he was convicted of two minor theft charges. And right now, Leggett remains in his job, committed to fighting the case and retaining his certification. He believes he did nothing wrong in the first place. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
A new study from Southeast Conference and Rain Coast Data puts numbers and percentages to something people in Haines know to be true. Artists are a big part of the economy.
I think it kind of snowballs. Like, an artist comes to town, they meet us or other artists, and they go, wow, this is really cool. And we're all friendly, we're all family. The hourly artists, you know, we're not isolated from each other. So people stay because of that.
That's artist John Svensson talking a couple months ago while he and his wife Sharon worked on a commissioned mosaic mural.
This is a diamond bit wheel.
A new report shows how artists like the Svenssons and art organizations contribute to the Haines economy. It all started last fall with Southeast Conference's interest in Southeast Alaska's arts economy. The conference asked Juno consultant Melani Shivens of Rain Coast Data to compile a report.
We decided to create a region-wide survey in which we would try to get that information directly from paid artists themselves across the region.
The response was huge. 600 paid artists from around Southeast filled out the survey. Shivens also used data from sources like the Census Bureau and the Department of Labor. 60 paid artists from Haines responded for that study, a high enough rate to make it easy to do a locally focused report. Carol Tyneman of the Alaska Arts Confluence requested just that, and the Haines Borough Convention and Visitors Bureau paid for it. Shivens released the Haines Arts Economy Report last week. Here's what she found. Compared to the average U.S. town, Haines is saturated with artists, at a ratio of about 3-1. Shivens found 80 artists who earned revenue from their art in 2013. Artists, art organizations, and audience spending in Haines totaled about $2.1 million in 2013. Local artists earned $1.14 million from their art that year. In terms of average annual profit for independent artists, Haines ranked fourth in Southeast. The Hoonah and Goon area was first, then Skagway and Ketchikan. Haines artists made an average of $7,500. The regional average is $5,100.
It's a larger piece of total earnings for Haines artists than it is for the average across the region.
Paid Haines artists derive an average of 41% of their total annual income through their art, but more than a fifth of them rely entirely on art for their income, compared to just 9% of Southeast artists as a whole. However, Haines has a much lower percentage of paid musicians than the rest of Southeast. 14% of all paid artists in Southeast are musicians, compared to just 3% in Haines.
You know, that really makes sense because in Juneau you have a symphony and you have bands that can play in bars, and you have options for paid musicians, which you don't really have as many options to be paid for music in Haines.
40% of Haines artists identified their medium as visual and tangible arts, 16% are Alaska Native artists, and 14% were in performing arts. Carol Tyneman of the Alaska Arts Confluence says she thinks the strong art community in Haines stems from the history of Tlingit art.
Even if they don't know about the Tlingit art when they come up here, they end up finding out about it, and that's even more inspiring. So it's a long tradition of art. It's an art. I think that's why artists are inspired to come here.
Tynman points out that the study analyzes data from 2013, so newer art developments like the Chilkat Center renovations and the Fort Seward Interpretive Project are not included. She hopes this data can be used as a benchmark to study how the art economy in Haines grows over time. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.